This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, ungrabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, which I said was going to be hour number two when we were last here. So anyway, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Now then, that, and hey, look, the one unknown thing about Frog Lube is the paste. Go get the paste. Go get the paste. On January 26, 2015, survivors of victims killed by Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook Elementary School sued the maker and distributor of the firearm that he used in his crimes. A judge has issued a ruling in that case, Soto versus Bushmaster, that held that the defendants were entitled to immunity from the suit. That was the proper ruling because of the law. The defendants in the case, Bushmaster, originally asked the court to dismiss the complaint under the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which was enacted in 2005. To prohibit frivolous suits against firearm makers for criminal acts committed with their products by unaffiliated third parties. Now, in April, the court in the Soto case issued a highly technical ruling that found the defendants had filed the wrong type of motion to invoke the protections of the PLCAA. And the court at that time expressed no opinion on the merits of either the complaint or the defenses. The defendants renewed their claim of immunity under the PLCAA, this time by filing motions to strike the plaintiff's claims. In a lengthy decision on the merits, Connecticut Judge Barbara Bellis granted those motions in their entirety. And she stated in her order, Congress, through the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, has broadly prohibited lawsuits against manufacturers, distributors, dealers, and importers of firearms for the harm solely caused by the criminal or unlawful use of their firearm products by others when the produced function as designed and intended. The present case seeks damages for harms that were caused solely by the criminal misuse of a weapon by the perpetrator of the Newtown slings. Accordingly, this action falls squarely within the broad immunity provided by the PLCAA. The plaintiffs in the case tried to avoid the obvious problems of PLCAA presented for their claims by citing one of the law's exceptions for negligent entrustment. This would require that the plaintiff show that the seller of the product knew or reasonably should have known that selling the product to a particular recipient created an unreasonable risk of harm, which that's what background checks handle. That's what they tell us. That's why we have background checks. That's what I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just telling you what they say. In the Newtown case, none of the defendants sold or supplied a firearm directly to the ultimate perpetrator. The firearm was sold to his mother, who passed the legally required background check. The perpetrator subsequently killed her and stole the firearm he then used in his crimes. Nevertheless, the plaintiffs claimed the defendants were negligent for entrusting any member of the general public with the Bushmaster XM15E2S, which is an AR-15 variant that was used in the crime. Despite the fact that the firearm was perfectly legal to sell and own under federal and Connecticut law at the time, and that AR-15s are America's most popular and fastest-selling rifle, the plaintiffs insisted that civilians are unfit to operate AR-15s. Had this succeeded, it would have not only been the first time a court essentially banned or an otherwise legal class of firearms, it would have essentially gutted the protections of the PLCAA by making the courts, rather than legislatures, the ultimate arbiters of what firearms are legal to sell. And fortunately, Judge Bellis understood that this was exactly the sort of claim for which the PLCAA was enacted. It would be impossible for businesses to manufacture and sell firearms to the public if courts could decide after that fact that even legal guns were too dangerous for any member of the public to own. She also rejected other claims under a PLCAA exception that allows for a lawsuit when a manufacturer or seller knowingly violated a state or federal statute applicable to the sale or marketing of the product, and that violation led to the harms claimed in the suit. For those, they cited the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, but the court held that they had not alleged the sorts of commercial relationships with the defendants necessary to establish a right of action under that law. This decision is a critical reminder of what the PLCAA means to preserving the Second Amendment in America. This is one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton looks at the PLCAA and focuses on it the way she does. She has promised to pursue a repeal of this if she's elected to the presidency. Now, she can promote it, and she probably would not get very far. And she, by the way, she can't executive order it away. She can't do that. All she can do is enforce law. She cannot create law. So I'm not, you know, all this talk about executive orders, you know, okay, fine. There's only so far some of those can go. Now, here's where the problem comes. The plaintiffs are already expressing their intention to appeal today's ruling. This will end up with the Supreme Court. This will be possibly one of those cases that makes it to a Supreme Court, which would be, depending on who is elected president, could either reinforce and, you know, if Clarence Thomas writes the majority opinion, I'm pretty sure it would really shore up the Heller decision and the McDonald decision. Or it could gut it. This will be one of those things that goes forward. I was talking about changing things. And as far as the live airing of the show, so just for those people in the chat room who are, just love the video feed, which, you know, I really don't understand. I figured out a way to keep the video feed and not impede the other things that I'm trying to do with the channel. So nothing's going to change as far as what you see here. I'm being asked, did that case get far enough for the defense to get discovery documents from the plaintiffs? I don't know. Since it's been dismissed, I would imagine that whatever was going on is done, unless they appeal it, and we'll see. We'll see where this gets us. Without a doubt, this is the way this should have gone. This is the same thing as saying, well, you know, Ginsu knives, I cut my hand off, and that makes you liable. Or that's like saying, Chevrolet, that drunk driver just killed my brother with one of your cars, you're liable. Or, you know, hey, Pepsi Cola, my brother just drank himself until he was in a, you know, obese blimp and died because the heart exploded, I'm holding you liable. You can't do that. We exist in a nation of free thought and, you know, free will. And it's never going to be the product's fault for the abuse of the product. It's never going to be that way. Sorry, gun grabbers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
just treating your, I mean, every time I go to the range, everything I shoot gets cleaned, and it all gets cleaned with Frogwood, which is really a treatment of that firearm, and this makes this firearm much more combat effective. Check them out, froglube.com. Even the casual observers of politics and sports this past week noticed something, because we heard the Latin expression, quid pro quo, this for that. That is, this signifies an important legal standard, a red line, if you will. Courtroom dramas, congressional hearings, and coverage of scandals all reinforce the gravity of crossing the line that it draws in the sand. And those three little words appeared in an FBI summary of a conversation between State Department Undersecretary for Management Patrick Kennedy and an unnamed FBI agent. And as soon as that happened, the media narrative's focus on their on the Donald was completely disrupted. Even CNN took notice of this. Coming from CNN, a top official at the State Department repeatedly sought to have the FBI back down on classifying the contents of an email from Hillary Clinton's private email server, documents released Monday revealed. According to notes from interviews conducted during an FBI investigation into Clinton's email practices, Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy personally tried to convince FBI officials that the email should be disqualified. One interviewee described feeling pressured by another FBI official at Kennedy's request. Chris Saliza's headline that was on the Washington Post sums up the problem facing the media Democrat alliance. Hillary Clinton's email problems just came roaring back. Now, if the media has its way, that interruption will be brief. No doubt further operations will be executed in the coming days to drive the narrative toward bad things about Trump that are only just coming to light now. Trump's been out there. Trump's 70-some-odd years old. He's been a billionaire most of the time that I've ever been aware of him. And now, all of these things are coming forward. Some of them 3 decades old, supposedly. Okay. I'm so convinced. But there's potential criminality here. Those three little words make all the difference in the public's mind. And Donald Trump now has the perfect opportunity to drive home. He's been the one out there saying this is rigged. Now this can become the centerpiece of the rigging. Charles Krauthammer made the point yesterday that the State Department and FBI responses that this was business as usual, just agencies trading views, is perfect for the Donald. Rigging is how the game is played by insiders. Nothing at all unusual about quid pro quo when you're talking about the Clinton machine. Krauthammer has scorned Trump for a very long time. I love the part where he's sort of, you know, shoring him up, providing some crucial help to the Donald. Now then, as we move on, this election is for keeps, okay? And plans are being implemented with President Obama already signed on, staff hired, and money being raised. And they may be lulled into complacency by the mainstream media polls, but they've already constructed and staffed their strategy to permanently disable the Republican Party. And they have picked the perfect henchman to make this happen, because it's going to be none other than Eric Holder, a man above nothing in his quest for political dominance. He is unbound by old-fashioned concepts of justice. The GOP will be allowed to remain in existence as the token opposition, useful for legitimizing the actual one-party regime, the essential element of the election rituals reminding us of the republic we once enjoyed. Coming from Politico, the scoop is, as Democrats aim to capitalize on this year's Republican turmoil and start building back their own decimated bench, former Attorney General Eric Holder will chair a new umbrella group focused on redistricting reform with the aim of taking on the gerrymandering that's left the party behind in state houses and made winning a House majority far more difficult. The new group, called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, was developed in close consultation with the White House. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama himself has now identified the group, which will coordinate campaign strategy, direct fundraising, organize ballot initiatives, and put together legal challenges to state redistricting maps as the main focus of his political activity once he leaves office. So they're moving forward in a systematic way, assembling talent and money. Once again from Politico. Though initial plans to be active in this year's elections fell short, the group has been incorporated as a 527 with Democratic Governors Association Executive Director Elizabeth Pearson as its president and House Majority PAC Executive Ali Lapp as its vice president. They've been pitching donors and aiming to put together its first phase action plan for December, moving first in the Virginia and New Jersey state elections next year, with an eye toward coordination across gubernatorial, state, legislative, and House races going into the 2018 midterms. Gerrymandering is a science thanks to the data mining capabilities of all the Silicon Valley big money corporatist allies of the Democrats, Facebook, Amazon, Google. So assembling masses of data from all of this, they can put together districts micro-targeted with just enough Democrats to win and shove the GOP voters into 90% majority districts, shut out forever from control of state legislatures and the House of Representatives. Richard Baer put this in an email this way. So long as there is an opposition, it must be destroyed. It will be if these well-designed, politically connected, well-financed efforts are implemented under a President Rodham. Combined with a Supreme Court committed to the living Constitution fantasy, we may be witnessing the birth of the Uniparty. And they will attempt, I say that with eyebrows raised, they will attempt to rule us any way it desires. Well, we've got all of these asshats out here beating up on Trump on our side. This is what's happening in the background. They believe what they see in the press. They believe what the media's saying about the polls and everything. They've already got the champagne on ice. The only ones that can change their mind or wreck those plans are me and you and the vote. And if you don't want to see that happen, I guess that's what we better plan on doing, huh? Yeah. Eric Holder. Anybody but him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And the chat room is saying, when Trump wins, round up some of the libs and put them in a raft and head them towards south of the Florida Keys. They don't really want to live that. They don't want to live that way themselves. They want us to live that way. Clinton, or at least people for her, I don't know that she can actually raise her arms enough to do it, but somebody's measuring for drapes in the Oval Office. But there's some things here, you know, I live in a world of logic. I live in a world of very simple mathematical facts, okay? And there's some things in this campaign that don't add up. Trump supporter Wayne Allen Root paints Hillary Clinton as the political equivalent of the ghost cities of China that no one lives in. He says, this reminds me of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. She exists, but are there any real people behind her? Are you certain anyone is voting for her? Well, we know that she had fewer voters turning out for her this time than she did in 2008. We also know that Bernie Sanders won 23 states. So, how many people are voting for her? I don't know how many Bernie Sanders voters are going to vote for her. While Trump rallies are considered to be once-in-a-lifetime experiences like Woodstock for working-class conservatives, Hillary's lucky to draw 200 people to one of her events. No one's buying her books. Nobody's buying her campaign gear. Root tells a friend who found only Hillary gear at the airport gift shop and on inquiring was told that Trump hats and shirts that come in twice a week are sold out within hours. And Hillary's gear, they can't give it away. And he asked, this doesn't appear odd to you? Hillary is leading in the polls, but no one attends her rallies. No one buys her books and no one buys her merchandise. She is a candidate whose own supporters don't like her. Hillary is the ghost candidate. Vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine is equally uninspiring, drawing just 50 people to a rally last Friday in Miami. He spoke from the back of a pickup truck with a street art poster for a backdrop. With a street art poster for a backdrop with the estimate of 50 attendees. Appears to include organizers, a few photographers, and at least two children under voting age. Yep. Ed Klein, author of several books on the Obamas and the Clintons, has a column out on Mrs. Clinton's maladies. He reveals that President Obama and his senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, have been so worried about Hillary's health that they recently offered to arrange a secret medical checkup for her. She refused the offer, fearing that a leak to the media would prove fatal to her presidential campaign. And according to Mr. Klein, her doctors have discovered that she suffers from arrhythmia and a normal heartbeat and a leaking heart valve. They've recommended that she consider having valve replacement surgery, but she has refused because she does not want to risk the negative political fallout from stories about such a serious operation. She suffers from chronic low blood pressure, insufficient blood flow, a tendency to form life-threatening blood clots, and troubling side effects from her medications. And then, of course, there is her predilection for deception, and he continues. Among her friends, it is common knowledge that she suffers from tension headaches, sits with her feet elevated, nods off to sleep while studying her speeches, gets dizzy, and has frequently stumbled and fallen at her home in Chappaqua. She asks her closest aide, Huma Abedin, to rub her shoulders and bring her cold compresses for her neck and forehead. So, to recap, she's leading in the polls but doesn't draw crowds and can't give away her merchandise and is not liked by her own supporters. Her running mate is equally uninspiring. He acts like an irritating jerk. Well, every time he opens his mouth. Mrs. Clinton is in failing health and is unlikely to be able to withstand the rigors of the presidency. All this makes perfect sense to me. But then we get this from New York Times reporter Stephen Hiltner, who filed this report on a recent cross-country trip. Over the course of 8 days, while traveling some 3,000 miles by motorcycle across the northern United States, I was steadily confronted by presidential yard signs. I idly recorded those in support of Donald Trump until after the first few days the number approached 100. And I eventually lost count. Those in support of Hillary Clinton were comparatively easy to keep track of. I traveled nearly 2,500 miles before I saw a single one. Now, while his route took him through states that lean Republican, he says of Trump, still the route alone would not fully explain his utter dominance of the pastures, lawns, and embankments that formed the margins of my field of vision. The Times reporter observes that yard signs are an outdated form of political advertising that seems quaint, almost historical. Left unsaid is this implication that only rubes would use such archaic means of expression in the digital age. He interviewed the owner of the first Hillary sign he encountered in Thorntown, Indiana, and that individual recommended a visit to a nearby fall festival. When he got there, he said, by the time I reached the crowds who were gathered there just a few blocks to the east, a different kind of music had once again caught my attention. It was the continuing chorus of America's roadways as sung by the yard signs of Thorntown. Trump. 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 So here, poll-leading Hillary has no crowd. She has no sales. She has no signs. Her inept running mate may be one dizzy spell away from the Oval Office, and she has an opponent generating historic levels of enthusiasm, despite what her media supporters would have us believe. It's not adding up. Here's the other thing to consider. I don't believe that she's going to win. I just don't believe it. I don't believe the polls. And, you know, I was talking with some political people today, some consultants that know more than I do. And one of them actually worked for Ronald Reagan and was one of Ronald Reagan's pollsters. And, you know, he told me at this phase of the first election when he was running against Jimmy Carter that he was behind, Reagan was behind in the polls. But that's because the polls wanted to keep Carter for some reason, even though Carter was an abject failure. Carter was, I mean, Carter and Obama, they're like this. He just had the Desert One debacle. We'd had, you know, they kept our people in Iran for 444 days on his watch. And they let him go as soon as Reagan was sworn in. I guess they thought Reagan was going to bring the bombs and turn them into a black ashtray. I don't know. But Reagan was behind this time in the polling with this many weeks left in the election. Polls mean nothing. They don't mean anything. It's like Ed Brodo said, there's a lot of people that don't want to admit they're going to vote for Trump. I don't care. I'm happy to admit that I'm going to vote for Trump. Trump, I like him with his warts. I like the fact that he's going to, you know, kick the fourth point of contact. I love it. Love it. And I can't wait to see it happen. And I look at this with bated breath because this is going to be, this is one of those that means a lot. And we got to watch it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. It just works, and it just works, and it just works, and it just works. And it takes that weapon, and it makes that weapon that much more combat effective. Now, right now, at least on the surface, the polls that we're being fed shows Trump sliding. And we also know that the Clinton campaign is trying to make a push into a bevy of traditionally Republican states. And as this is going on, the Republican nominees are making all of these references to the election being rigged. Now, surrogates insist that he's referring to a biased media coverage. And that's valid. Yes, I do use Frog Lube. Thank you. And but from Twitter, he also makes a reference to voter fraud. The election is absolutely being rigged by the dishonest and distorted media pushing crooked Hillary. But also many polling places. Fraud is a real phenomenon that liberals conveniently deny and dismiss, but there is no evidence that is widespread enough to seriously alert multiple statewide election outcomes or alter them. Trump supporter Peter King, a congressman from New York, is tamping down the rig talk, as is Trump's running mate, who says the ticket will accept the vote tallies as legitimate in November. Of course, there's plenty of ridiculous hoaxes out there that don't help matters. In any case, less nihilistic and misinformed Trump fans are returning to a line of argument that was addressed months ago. And given its resurgence, let's take a moment and take a look at this. Does the Brexit polling upset foretell a possible surprise Trump victory? And Politico looked at this. They write, recent elections outside the United States should check too much complacency in the Clinton camp, especially when The side that is perceived to be losing is preaching nativist populism to voters who've been economically left behind and feel culturally under threat from ethnic change. Which is a very interesting that's a very interesting point for Politico to be pointing out. Voters, in other words, who are especially motivated to vote for change. Less than 4 months ago, the United Kingdom held a national referendum on whether it should exit the European Union, known as Brexit. Ahead of that contest, the betting markets, pundits, and media were united in predicting a comfortable win for the pro-EU side, who wanted the UK to remain in the EU. Most of the polls, too, put Remain ahead, especially polls conducted by telephone, while the few online polls that suggested a Brexit victory were dismissed as rogue outliers, riddled with sampling errors. Pundits pointed to the unfavorable ratings of leading Brexiteers like Nigel Farage, who they argued were too divisive, for Brexit to win. Others pointed out to how even most voters accepted that there did not seem to be much of a plan for life after Brexit. The Remain camp, we were also told, had the superior ground game. It seemed to be knocking on more doors, had more offices, and had developed a strategy for targeting young university towns. Does any of that sound familiar? But when Trump compared his polling situation to Brexit in August, there was an analysis published that noted that even the Remain will win polling averages were quite close, and that the Economist average ended in an exact tie. But here's a few additional data points worth considering when evaluating the Trump as Brexit hypothesis. First of all, we had this on Twitter. Why do folks continue to argue that most polls in Brexit showed Remain winning? During June, Leave led in 17 polls, Remain in 14, three ties. Final HuffPost average was 45.8% Remain, 45.3% Leave, which is within the margin of error. Now, when you look at those two, and then you look at some of the other posts out there, there's a lot of difference in there. For Trump to capture a Brexit-style magic carpet to shock the world and defy the conventional wisdom, he'll need to pull a lot closer to Clinton in the polling averages. But I don't, you know, real clear politics, you know, they're saying he's trailing by 7 points. And their algorithm just absorbed a Trump gut punch from somewhere at that particular point. But then we know Rasmussen came out and said he was ahead. We know that there's other polls showing him ahead. So, and then there's this. During the Kentucky 2015 gubernatorial race, public polling showed that Republican Matt Bevin was down by 3 to 5 points. Democrats' internal polling showed a similar margin, and a final result, a 9-point Bevin victory. The polls were off by double digits. So, is it possible that the polling will be that far off in a presidential race and in a string of battleground states? It could be. The polls correctly predicted the winner in 2004, 2008, and 2012. And don't forget how Trump performed against the polling throughout the GOP primary season. For the record, the five states in which Trump outperformed his polling margin are New Hampshire, 2.3%, Nevada, 1%, Alabama, 4.6%, Arkansas, 6.3%, Georgia, 0.6%. All were contests that were March 1st or earlier. The 15 states where he underperformed his polling margin are Iowa, South Carolina, Alaska, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Idaho, Michigan, and Mississippi. So we'll see. We'll see about the shy voter stuff. He still got more votes than Romney did by any stretch of the imagination, by millions. By millions. I think Romney may have gotten 11 million. He got 15. So that's coming. We're going to see. We're going to see what we get. this particular outlet is not a big Trump fan, so I kind of thought that it might go that way. And it's written by a guy named Guy Benson. We're talking about townhall.com again. So I don't know why he would even go this way to begin with. I look at him as the opposition, supposedly a conservative pundit, if you will. But his argument is that the shy voter argument doesn't hold water because of looking at these other things. I look at this, and I know what they're doing. And, I mean, the conservative punditry is equally as malfeasant in some of this stuff as the mainstream media. So, it just makes you want to tear something up. I don't know. But we'll see. We're going to see. As I leave you, the top 10 fears of 2016 in order. Corrupt government officials. Number 2, terrorist attack. Number 3, not having enough money for the future. Number 4, terrorism. Number 5, government restrictions on firearms and ammunition. Number 6, people that you love dying. Number 7, economic and financial collapse. Number 8, identity theft. Number 9, people that you love becoming seriously ill. Number 10, Obamacare. Interesting top 10. Corrupt government officials was 60.6% afraid or very afraid. The closest thing to that is terrorist attack, and that's at 41%. Do you think, now, when you hear that poll, does it seem like Hillary should be in the lead to you? That just seems like a bridge too far to me. But tomorrow night is going to be Sean Maloney, the world according to Second Call Defense. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control later.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.